So Anya and I have been working for about 6 months now in this ensemble that we call Gifted Centric. And it's called Gifted Centric because I came across a quote which I thought was terribly sad from Virginia Woolf. And as you know, Virginia Woolf took her life. And she wrote, "I am a failure. I am not really a writer. I am merely a gifted eccentric." And I thought it's not such a bad thing to be, really. So we've been working on this. It's kind of a work in progress. And this first poem is called Leaving Black Rock. And I think it's self-explanatory. Warm smells, soft skin under my cheek, scratches double against my lips, scared to say goodbye, we push all grief away with weak forced smiles that say, "I love you, I love you. Again and again, I love you. One last kiss, one last embrace, I love you." I trace the contours of your face, smile, belly, thigh. I love you. Thank you. niña mira rata comes to me at night. It's time to find your sealskin, she murmurs, her whiskers tickling my ear. I lost it, I mumble in my dreams. It was stolen, she whispers back. And though I do not want to hear her, I know that she is right. My soul skin, I gasp, and tumble back arms of the thief, and let his soft breath lull me to sleep just one more time. It's heaven in your bed, he says, but only when you're in it. I stretch, pull away, sigh into pillows, still heaven. Lonely. He takes me back in his arms. I melt into his chest, cling like moss to rock. As angels call us back beyond the stars, I whisper as my eyes close. Please, God, make it last. Because you came home late Tuesday night. Because you were drunk and annoying. Because you promised to put out the rubbish. Because you forgot it on Wednesday morning. Because on Saturday you promised to mind me. Because you got drunk and annoying instead. Because you pretended that nothing happened on Sunday morning. Because you pretended nothing happened on Monday evening. Because you claim ignorance today. Because you'll claim innocence tomorrow. Because the road to domestic hell is paved with good intentions. Because you make me write poems about love. Because with you, bliss is just a bed away. Because every cell of your body is in tune with mine. Because they hum in harmony as we sleep. Because I wilt when we're apart. Because I shed my sorrows in your arms. Because I love you. Because you love me. Because with or without you, it's like with or without me. Because when I die, you'll whisper, I told you so. Because I'm scared. 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 Our legs caressing in a circle, entwined, then untangled, to lie side by side, tidy as coiled rope on a pier. I have this musical experiment that I'd like to try. And I went, okay, well, I'll try my saddest poem on that. And I think it works quite well. And see if you can figure out what the music is, because it's actually quite well known. I have to take some water. Where's my water? Thank you. Thank you very much. And the poem is called Senti ma niente un po', which in French basically means your story doesn't make sense. But in French, it also literally it means your story doesn't rhyme. There's no rhyme to your story. So if you know somebody tells you or makes an excuse to say something unhandsome, so I mean, you know, I don't believe you. It doesn't make sense. We sit in the dark by a window and wait. No one is coming. No one is there. We sit in the dark. We sit and we stare. We sit in the silence, repeating one line, longing for meaning, for rhythm, for rhyme. Go home and your husband. Go home and tell your kids. Go home and drop your burdens on the floor in a pile with the laundry. Tell them who you are, who you were, who you could be. save yourself.